you know, in the top page for Google listings.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Well, here's Tina to apply that rate reduction.
Hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Tyler?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Tyler. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yeah, same to you.
we're halfway there, not that we're counting, huh?
No, definitely not counting. work never ends.
Yep, I hear ya. Yeah, especially when you're trying to get a business off the ground. She put here that you're brand new as of 4 months, huh?
Yeah, roughly 3 or 4 months, and work has definitely not stopped coming in. I've gotten listed with Angie Leads, and it has been nonstop work since
I
started.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, that's what we love to hear. Plus, they say that the first few months is typically the hardest, so now you're over that hump too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, the first few months are definitely a challenge because a buddy of mine started a general contracting company, and I helped him get it up off the ground, and the first couple of months are absolutely brutal if you don't know what you're doing and don't have the resources, but I learned quite a bit from him, the do's and the don'ts, and starting my own company, just it made it that much easier to know what I needed to do and not needed to do.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, he's a good mentor to you, it sounds like, because you're following in his footsteps. That's cool. Very good. So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
So where exactly would the area be listed? I know that I spoke with her. It was like 40 miles or so. I travel about 45 minutes to 1 hour one way, pretty much all in a circle. But I didn't know what zip codes would people be able to see my listing. Like if they were in, say, Crawfordsville or Indianapolis, like where would I pop up at?
Got it. Okay. So the easiest way to answer that is to tell you that Google doesn't designate a radius for you as the business. The radius is designated by the end user, okay? So you would be PIN verified using your business address, which is in Danville. But because we're giving you the most dominant internet presence locally, there can be people in outskirting areas that would still find you. So it works like a net, if you will, where you start where you're logistically located, and then you spiderweb out into those surrounding areas based on the relevancy, okay? Now,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and if money is no object, we can put you wherever you'd like to go logistically. You know, every once in a while I'll get someone that says, oh, I want the entire northeastern region of my state or something like that. So we can, you know, put a price package together for that. But to keep things more affordable, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, and you can designate anywhere you want with those Facebook ads. So with this program, you're kind of getting the best of both worlds, I should say, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
Uh-huh. And because you're a brand new business, you're definitely going to qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, that I have noticed.
Yeah, I'm guilty of it too. I know at home I have a desktop, a laptop, and a tablet, and I can't tell you when I search for anything on any of them, because why would we when we have Google built into our phone, you know?
Exactly. It's convenient. You're holding a computer at all times.
Yep, you're exactly right. So we'll help you capitalize on that, because once we program you into the mobile platform, Now you're also going to come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then, like I mentioned before, Tyler, we will be bundling the package with Facebook ads. And I see that you already have a business Facebook set up. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay. So how it works is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then, of course, next time they go on their Facebook news feeds, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients, you know, coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will show you, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent, you know. And
yeah.
Being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely interested in doing that, because it's me and my wife that run this company. She's more the financial aspect of it. I'm more the hands-on, do-the-work type part of it.
Love it. You guys make a good team.
Oh, yeah. We've got four kids. So we decided that going out on our own was just going to be much, much more financially, you know, acceptable than just doing, you know, a 9-to-5 job that pays $15 an hour. Like,
oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I get it.
So,
for sure.
Yeah. So she's definitely the financial aspect of it. She handles all of the booking and the finances and all of that, and I do all the work.
Okay.
But she's not here with me at the moment to be able to hear this, so I'm going to have to relay it to her, because I want to run it by her before I do anything, obviously. But I'm definitely interested in doing it.
Of course. Okay. So here's what I would suggest, only because I have not seen a position of this magnitude even available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because you're in a highly competitive area for what you do, but also of the profitability. I don't know if Tara shared this with you or not, but just to give you an idea, over the last 30 days alone in your area, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells us that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is currently you have a weak internet presence because you're new, you know, and this is something that will fix that for you, put you front and center and get your phone ringing with new clients. Now, I'm pretty sure because we have 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. So as soon as we hang up, I'm automatically connected with the next highest rated company, and a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So what I would suggest is, you know, because I want to get your wife involved too, I'm a firm believer that there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel. And, you know, I wouldn't want you to do anything unless you were both 100% comfortable. So I'm, you know, pretty sure, you know, if you calculate it out, it comes to what, like only $9 a day to increase your business. So I'm sure that she wouldn't be opposed to it, especially since it is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. But since she handles the books, you know, if you want to get her blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and, you know, maybe tried to reach her on the other line. I can definitely wait for you.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a moment and I will see if I can try to reach her. I know she's at work right now, so she may not, you know, answer the phone.
Okay.
Because she's still doing her 9-to-5 while helping me in the evening.
Oh,
so,
and you have
at least until
so she's a busy mom.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's definitely she stays busy. That's for sure.
Oh, I love it. I always say behind every good man there's a good lady, and she sounds awesome. I love speaking with women business owners because they're such great multitaskers. You know.
She's definitely kept the company flowing. That's for sure.
Oh, bless her heart.
It's been a gigantic help. So let me put you on hold. See if I can get a hold of her, and then. I don't know. If she doesn't answer, I don't know what, because you can't really, like, email me the package and let me show it to her, because it's probably going to sell before I even get
home. Well, here, I'll send you a text right now, and don't fall off your chair when you get this, because you're getting the Platinum Package, which on our website sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But the reason I'm applying special pricing is, number one, the position just became available and we're filling it today. But also remember, I'm putting you into that new in business rate. So should you decide to move forward, you're actually going to get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum Package, but you're only paying $299 monthly.
Okay, and I think I just got that message, I believe.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yep. So I will, let me go over it with her. I will try to call, but I won't. I can't promise she'll answer the phone. And when I do see her, I'll show it to her, and if it's still available, then I'll do it. If it sells, I completely understand.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind waiting, so you can give it a try, and if not, we can see, you know, if there's anything else I can do for you, because I have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada that for some reason they couldn't participate when we reached out. Sometimes they call me even within 30 minutes, but once the position fills, we don't have a way to remove an existing client in efforts to make room for them. You know, because this is like beachfront property where there's only so many slots available. It's not like a lead service or a directory, because those can be sold to you and to everybody out there, you know, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will try to reach out to her. Give me just a moment, and I will see if she answers.
Okay. Take your time, too. I have a couple of emails to catch up on, so I don't mind waiting, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You still there?
Yes.
Okay, it went straight to voicemail, so she's obviously doing something at work that I don't know what, but she's obviously doing something.
Okay.
I will, I guess, try to get, I guess I'll show her. I don't want to, I want to do it, but I want to, you know, communicate with her first, since she's mainly in charge of the finances for everything.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. Because you say that she handles the books, do you think that there's a possibility that the $398 might be a stretch on the budget right now?
It very well might be. I don't know exactly where everything's at financially. I haven't sat down and talked to her in a couple of days about the booking on the company. I just know that I've been nonstop working.
Wow.
I don't know. That might be stretching the budget, just because we are so new. We've dumped a lot of our personal finances into it to get it up and off the ground.
Absolutely. I get it. Okay. So here's why I asked you that, Tyler, is if you think that things might be tight right now, I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the expenses that you have going out as you know, because I know it's tough the first 6 months or so, you know?
Because I had to get commercial insurance, commercial auto insurance, business insurance. I've I think I've sunk like $3,500 into the company so far, and we're like 3 months in.
And on top of it, you have four kids.
Yeah, well, a newborn. I have a newborn, a two-year-old, a four-year-old, and an eight-year-old. Yeah,
that's
three boys and a girl.
I love that.
Yeah, it's definitely been a little hard on the wallet, but I know it'll pay off. But it's getting the time under my belt to be able to make it pay off.
Yes. Okay. So that's the beauty of this program, is based on what's trending in your area, it's going to be highly profitable for you. And you know, I don't want to tell you, you know, oh, sign up with the program and 1,218 clients will flood in, because that's not realistic, right? But
right. When I went with them, yeah, because they're like, we're paying $560 a month to have Angie's lead, and they offer between 11 and 19 clients a month. With an $800 ad budget.
Okay.
But you know, like they say, you know, you can get 11 to 19 leads, but they're just leads. That's not guaranteed work. So I have to be able to seal the deal on the work. So, you know, I completely get that all 1,000 of those people are not going to reach out to me, but even if a quarter of them do, that would be beneficial.
That's what I was going to tell you, is that statistically 87% will hire off the first page, right? And for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, you know? So,
yeah. No, I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So what I'm thinking, Tyler, is I had to do this once before, and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. So if I could get this approved for you, what it would do is it would reduce the setup fee down to just $49, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to $249. So that would save you $100 today, you know, and it would save you $50 each month moving forward. So in order to do it, I'd have to, you know, send a request to my supervisor and explain the situation. And, of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for $298 out the door, can we move forward?
Oh, yeah. I would pay for it now, just because I know it'll be beneficial.
Okay. So let me then send out the request, because we work on a GChat system throughout the office, and I'll usually hear back within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I'm waiting on their response, I just want to verify your information. Is your last name Davis, also like the company?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I figured. And then if everything goes well, I will be sending a confirmation email. So what email would you like me to use?
DavisInteriors317@gmail.com.
Okay. DavisInteriors317@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then is this the phone number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything mainly goes through this main number. I try not to have anybody bother her, just because the kids and everything else. She's already doing the books. I don't want to overload with calls as well.
Of course, and working on top of it too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm putting in 70 hours a week.
Oh, wow. So, I love it. You guys are very targeted and very motivated. That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah,
With
having 3,500 in the company, I think you'd have to be motivated. Otherwise, you'd
You want to recoup that for sure. Now, for the business itself on Google, she put a note here that you have a friend that already started the Google business profile. Is that correct?
I'm thinking that he did. I can't I 100% be sure of that because I don't talk to him anymore. But he started 46 home services, and I know that they're, I think, somewhere on Google. He did something with Google, I know that. He got to 35-star reviews, and then I don't remember exactly what he did, but he was doing something with Google. But, yeah, he, like, blew up his company. Like, he went massive, hired, like, 8-10 people. Like, he did very well for himself, and I helped him, like, start and build that from the ground up.
Wow,
so,
that's cool. Now, is it – oh, I found it, 46 Home Services. Okay, I found his company. So when yours gets up and running, what we'll do is also help you work on those 5-star ratings. So as soon as it's verified, we're going to send you a review generator email, and it'll be hyperlinked to your Google page. So every time you come in contact with a client, you can send it out to them, and it'll say, thank you for using Davis Interiors. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click it, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. So for your business listing, do you want it to show as Davis Interiors, or would we put in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
I have been telling people Davis Interiors, LLC. I don't know if the LLC has to be listed. I see that some companies do, some companies don't. But me personally, I would have LLC at the end of it.
Okay. So then I will put it on there, and it's a preference. You don't have to have it, but I say if you have an LLC, absolutely use it because it adds credibility. You know what I mean? So we'll definitely add it.
I've got and I've got I think it's almost a $2 million insurance policy and a $300,000 auto policy. So, like,
perfect.
I'm definitely insured.
Yeah, you're backed by it. Okay, good. And then is the 1000 Eastwood Drive the business address?
It's listed as the business address. It's actually our apartment, but I don't have an office building yet. But
okay.
I don't know. I'm working on trying to get an office.
Yeah, no, don't worry. There's millions and millions of home-based businesses on Google. So what Google will do is hide the address. And that's the way your buddy has it, too, for 46 Home Services. It just shows us 46 Home Services in Danville. The actual street address is blocked out. So that'll be the same for you. It'll show as your business in Danville, but the address is blocked out, okay? That way you don't have people trying to come to your house to hire you, you know? So
yeah, I would prefer people not showing up on my doorstep, you know. I am friendly with people, but I'm not that friendly.
I don't blame you, yeah. And working 70 hours a week, by the time you have a free moment at home, that's the last thing you want.
the last thing I want is to just, you know, have people knocking on my door. I just want to spend time with my kids.
absolutely. That's cool. So is the newborn the girl, or is the girl in
yes,
in the mix?
The newborn is the girl. We have tried for so long to have a girl, and finally, after three boys, we got a girl. So
how awesome. That's so I have the opposite. I have three girls and one boy, and I tell you, my heart goes out to you because that one boy was more work than all three of the girls put together.
You know, that I have heard that, so it's fun. It keeps me young, that's for sure.
For sure. Yeah, the thing that's different, though, is I always wished I kind of had a second boy because I think he was so good at picking on his sisters because he didn't have another boy around. You know what I mean? So I was always like, if his cousin or his friend was over, you wouldn't hear a peep out of him. They'd be so occupied. But it's when he was alone with the girls, boy, he was picking on them 24/7. So
Our 8-year-old and our 4-year-old, they have been wanting a sister for so long. So they are very happy, very ready, because she's actually due, she's due in like 3 weeks. So she's definitely,
ready.
We're ready.
Yep. That's awesome. I love it.
Yes.
That's such
and
a good story.
Nice because like I was telling her, you know, with us having three boys, I have guaranteed future employees, so.
For sure. Yeah. I had some friends at church, like, years and years ago, they had five girls and they kept trying and they had another girl. And I just thought, I felt for them because I'm like, they keep trying for their boy and now they have six. And and I know that they love the girls regardless, but they were just hoping, you know?
Yeah. No, I, trust me, I get it. We were, we had to take a double look at the test to make sure
like,
that,
you
know,
sure?
It was it actually a girl? I,
oh.
You know.
Well, there's hope for my one daughter then, because she has three boys, and her dream is to still have that one girl one day. So there's hope for her.
There is definitely hope. You know, it's the weirdest thing. It's the strangest thing, but there is a chart that you can follow that is supposed to kind of guarantee what the gender is. It's called the Chinese baby chart, and
okay.
We followed that, and believe it or not. We got a girl, and we followed
it
the chart
worked.
To a T. It did work.
Whoa.
And there's been many people that I've spoken to that have followed that chart and have gotten what, you know, they've wanted. So it obviously works.
I love that. I'll tell her about that because that would be so awesome that, yeah, for her to get her girl one day. And, yeah, Chinese baby chart, right?
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought it was just a fluke, you know, someone being funny with it, but no, like, we looked it up and we followed it, and believe it or not, it actually works.
Well, yeah, if you're trying for a girl, and you've already had three boys, it doesn't hurt to try something like that anyway, you know?
No, we're like, you know what, yeah, we're like, you know what, what's the worst going to happen? It's not going to work. Like,
exactly, yeah. Oh, that's cool. So, Tyler, I got a message back from my director, and he did approve this for you, so I'm so excited. He said, go ahead and enroll this client in your personal friends and family rate, and he gave me a promo code to adjust the pricing, which I've already applied while we were talking. So did
okay.
you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
A Visa debit.
Okay, and does it display your name or the business name or both?
Both.
Okay, any middle name or initial for you or just first and last?
Middle name Lee.
Lee, okay. And then does it have the same billing address on Eastwood or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's the same address.
Perfect. Okay.
The 1000 Eastwood. Yep.
And it's Unit C, right?
Yes.
Unit C. Perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. Let's see here. Card number is 4427.
Okay.
3205.
Got it.
3507.
Okay.
9536.
9536. Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 4 of 30.
And the code?
110.
110. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Tyler, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with LocalSplash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for the client interview. That will be later when my technician will call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now,
okay.
Some of this voice recording is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear
okay.
with me, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're good. I completely get it.
Yeah, sometimes people are like, you just asked me that. I'm like, I know. But, yeah, so that's the first question is to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Davis Interiors, LLC.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Tyler Lee Davis and owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That is correct, yes.
okay? To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 19th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. When
okay.
my technician calls you later today, that appointment's going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes to go over the client interview. So let me see what's open, and you can tell me what would work for you. You guys are on Eastern time, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's like 11, 12, 1, it's like 2:41 there right now?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Okay. So we have a 4 o'clock available or a 5 o'clock. What would work best?
Let's do a 4 p.m. And
4,
do
okay.
I need to have my laptop with me? Because I'm currently at a job. It's not like a pressing job. I've been working on it. And I'm able to
no,
take calls and stuff.
You
okay.
don't need your laptop. They're going to ask you questions about your services and whatnot. So you can just verbally talk to them. And then,
okay.
Yeah, the only thing you'll need the laptop for is maybe later. You're going to get an email that says photos needed for Google optimization. What that means
okay.
is that Google is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only
okay.
way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area, right? So that email,
yeah.
it's going to have like 7 suggestions. It'll say if you have a business license or insurance or registration or a work vehicle with an Indiana license plate. So you don't have to send all 7 or 8 items on that list, but just send over what you can, and that will help the verification process go smoothly. And also,
okay.
you don't have to do that before the client interview. So, you know, as long as you get that done in a timely manner, it's going to, you know, make things go smoothly. But that's the only thing
okay.
you'll need your laptop for. But that'll be kind of after the fact, you know.
And
gotcha. Then
Oh, sorry. And you said how much was it monthly? I got the two, but I didn't get the last two.
$249 month to month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With no contracts. And then because I got you special one thing I want to tell you also is I'm booking out a whole hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay.
Okay.
And then lastly, because I got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for using Local Splash?
Yes, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription.
Yep, click that. Yeah, so if you click
okay.
that, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes.
So all you have to do is plug in your name at the bottom, but first you have to put in or check mark those 2 boxes. One will say that you're authorized on the account. The other will say that you receive text messages. And then once
okay.
you plug your name in, make sure to include the Lee, since that's on the billing, as your middle name. And if it goes through, it's going to take you to a page that asks you to log in or for a username and password. you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. So I got the I agree to receive messages checkmarked. I clicked I checkmarked the I certify that I am authorized holder, and I also clicked
Perfect.
On I acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring.
Okay. And then does it have the box next to the orange arrow that says sign here?
I'm trying to find that. It's not letting me scroll past that on my phone. I see an orange box and a gray box, but I can't see what they say.
Oh.
Would I click on the orange box or the gray box?
Try to click on the orange box and see if it'll allow you to type your name in. Or are you? Or can you type your name in the gray box by chance? Is that the box?
I did get my name clicked or typed in, and I hit the orange box, and it says, "Welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials below."
That's it. Okay, then you did it, because it says that if you get that notification to sign in, then that means that it went through. So it went through fine.
Okay.
You're good to go there. And then the last thing I wanted to let you know is that you said that you don't talk to that guy that could have started the Google verification anymore. But if he did, and we wanted you to add us to the Google Business Profile, do you have any login for that, like the credentials where you could log in and add us, or that's something you would have to get from him?
That would have to be something I would get from him, I think. And I haven't spoke to him in over like a year. It's been a little while.
Don't worry about it then.
Because
Here's the thing, Tyler, is usually if we create a Google Business Profile for someone, it's because they don't have one that they've already started. Because if they started one, it's a duplicate. But the good news is if he tried to start one ever, he never got it verified because it's not published. So it shouldn't conflict with anything. But what our technicians will do, and I'm going to put this in the notes just as a precaution, is once we get you verified, I'm going to have them to search if there were any other Google Business pages ever started. And if they were, we can contact Google to merge the pages into the one and then delete the duplicate. That way you wouldn't have a duplicate. But right now, if he started anything, he didn't get far enough in the process to have it verified because it's not published currently. So probably you're just good to go with that email on sending us the pictures, you know, and then
I did get that email.
Okay.
Perfect.
Pictures
for Google verification.
Yep. And
I also
said,
the welcome.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, you don't have to drop everything and do the pictures right now, but just get it in as soon as you can. Maybe sometime, you know, this evening or within the next couple of days. That'd be perfect. Okay.
Okay, and I also got the welcome to Local Splash. It says, please note that it may take up to 45 to 60 days to begin seeing results. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard.
Correct, yeah. And the Facebook ads will kick in a lot quicker. We say within under 2 weeks. So after you talk to my technician today, they're also going to send you an invite to add us to the Facebook page. Do you have the credentials for that?
I can get the credentials from my wife.
Perfect.
Okay,
so
that's
good.
The social media stuff for me.
Oh, I love it. Good for her. Okay, yeah, so that'll be easy. We can send you the email to have her add us to the Facebook page, and she can probably go in and do it in 2 seconds, and she kind of manages that. And then that way we can start running the ads for you on the Facebook, and that'll make things go even a little bit quicker for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So other than that, you're all good to go. And then the toll-free number for customer support is on those text messages and on the emails. If you ever wanted to talk to me directly, I'm at the same number, but my extension is 777. So anytime you call in, you'll get those voice prompts. You know, for this department, press this, and that department, press that. If you bypass all of that and just put in 777, it'll ring to my desk. Okay. And then if you ever
Is it the 877-635-6225?
Yep, that's the number. And then if you ever wanted to call in and just make an update, or you had a billing question or anything like that, you could also just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay. Well, I will definitely be speaking with you. I enjoy speaking with you. You've made it very clear and to the point, and
thanks.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. That's awesome. That made my day. So thank you. Yeah, use me as a point of contact as often as you can. I always tell people that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So you might call me and maybe I can't help you, but I can certainly get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
And that's what I'm looking for. I mean, if I have any questions, I like having a direct point of contact, especially, you know, spending money, I like to have a direct contact with somebody, just like I have a direct contact with Angie Leeds. I appreciate having a direct contact with you as well. And your name was Tina,
yeah,
correct?
My name's Tina. Yeah, do you want me to text you my direct line just in case so you don't forget? I know.
Yeah, if you could text me your direct line, I will put you in my phone and it will just make my life so much simpler.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, because I know sometimes people tell me, oh, this is my extension and that, and then I forget once I'm not talking to them. So that way you'll have the text message with my extension that you can refer back to, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. I just got that message from you, so.
Perfect.
Well,
oh, good. Awesome.
I am definitely excited. It definitely sounds like it is not something that pops up very often, so.
Yes,
everything
it doesn't.
Everything keeps kind of coming together for me.
I love it. Yeah, that is so good. I mean, with you and your family and your babies and the business, it's amazing how everything's going so smoothly for you. So welcome aboard. I know you're absolutely going to love this program. And then you're all set for now. My technician will be calling you around 4 o'clock, okay?
All right. I do appreciate it.
Appreciate you as well, Tyler. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.